up. He said we now have Stephen's friend's mother and her companion, and we now have their son and A.J. Johnson's daughter with us. They spent some time, among others, and with others who are working with us, going out this afternoon with the list we were given last night. The interviews have been very favorable. People have been positive and responsive. We're going to expand the program with their consent, obtain materials. I'm just reading from the transcript. Notations to further authenticate the situation. We feel these materials can be used in a number of ways. First of all, they can be used by publication. Secondly, they can be used on the radio if required. And thirdly, they can be used if the issue were handled more formally, if you follow me. And along the lines that the office suggested in the last few paragraphs that we were given this morning. Now I'm suggesting is simply that you get this material and pass it on so it can be analyzed. So next time we talk, we can speak of it in detail. Let's see.
Talking about hearings?
Pardon?
Talking about hearings?
Yeah.
How are they doing that? Is that sent on to us?
I thought he was referring to utilization there.
I know, but which ones are you talking about? We'd like to see them. Do you want us to analyze them or for them to analyze them?
I don't know what he was thinking.
When before you go, I talk to you, I don't know what the hell I mean by this stuff. Between all of you.
Okay. He says that we feel we're going to have between 30 and 40 fairly good testimonies available. And the question is how best we can use them. He says, we have people saying, I don't care what the newspaper says, I was there and I saw what happened. They're spreading the word about it, too. It almost looks like the thing is shaping up to take sides. These are just common people, but I think that with a sufficient workforce down here, we could put up a pretty strong showing. For example, we could decide to run every night for 5 minutes or something on the radio, one testimony of a healing at that service, and run a different testimony every night. Just suggesting that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all. One thing he did mention, he said, let me give you some information on a point that I brought out in the notes that Maria gave. The position I took is that people from our mission were called out and healed, but the issue was whether, when asked, especially Mr. Johnson, they denied knowing you. The claim was that they publicly denied knowing you, and that is what I denied.
That's right.
Okay. Information that that you gave this afternoon. Now, that was to go in the ad. It says if the newspaper doesn't question us about it.
If the newspaper doesn't question,
then it's fine.
The way things are, you're leaving that way. You don't go into detail. If the newspaper required more details, you give details. Such as you're just discussing that no one was called out. I didn't want that to go in the newspaper unless we had to.
Well, it says put it in the ad. Makes sense.
If necessary. Same thing with if necessary. don't pay to give nothing to nobody, but you weren't there, so it's the best I could do. Flowers is not like I said. Somebody ought to be assigned these crucial times to be at hand with a tape recorder for me to hook me up, like Maria. Randolph, I don't want Maria to know all this. I don't want to know all of it. Somebody could decode that poem. Karen or something like that. Somebody.
Well, we have them on. Like I'm covering the office. Randolph and Gene Brown are in the other office.
Well, I know, but during the afternoon there was nobody there. I had talked to Maria.
Oh.
She wasn't so available. We got Joe Brown, Joe...
That's right.
Theme and,
you're right.
So, I had no choice but to leave it because I was going out and I had to leave it.
Okay. Karen wants to know what she should do. That is, she needs to know if she should have her clothes brought down.
She should probably on Wednesday to see. Okay.
Jeff Carey's dad wants to know where he is, wants his address. He's at the Hilton in SF. Here. He's going to the University of Guam, I guess.
He teaches there, he's a former in the CIA. Yeah, I know all about him. What about him? They haven't told him where he's at, I hope.
No. Should we,
say we're on agricultural mission to South America, we'll have him write, he called us, right, we don't know his exact address now, but he'll write. It's the holidays, he went. This thing. He'll say he's been gone a long time or anything. He'll say he'll get his address, we'll have him write. We'll have him write here. Don't know it. Say the person didn't, whoever took the call didn't know. Didn't know him, so somebody else can get a hold of him, collect, and say it to him. It was a work project over holidays or something. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I think that's all I have.
They have any more? They said that there were about 40 good healings. Are there any other input the government or anything that's in the world we're at still?
I don't think so. I don't think they
do. We're all there and heard the call and conversation.
Evidently the ones that I mentioned,
No, who all was on there at your end and heard the conversation?
Oh, listen. Let's see. Let's see. Randolph. He would have been the only other one. He didn't really hear it.
You the one heard it?
Yeah. He heard it after the call.
But I'll always have somebody monitor these calls. But I think that there's one area where they go in there. I don't know what... you know, I don't know what they mean. That's always what you run into with people. But it's difficult for one person to pick up on everything that comes across.
Yeah. see, they were, no, I think that was around six. Yeah, they were at home. They could have been here. I should have had them here. They'll be calling again at 9 tomorrow morning.
How long did you talk? Not too long.
No, not very long.
That's good. Don't make it too long.
Okay.
You better get somebody to analyze that thing tonight with you, the tape. We've got Stone here and get some analysis on it. So I'll tell her, tell them. We can't help them analyze any healings out there. You know, we're just not able to do it. Leave it up to them, or send somebody down, or whatever they want. I don't, they seem to be calling us to do something. I don't know what they mean.
Well, he's speaking in terms of, you know, what we should do with these healings, like, or, you know, how we should convey it over there. What means should we use? What of the three means that he suggested?
Well, I think the radio is a good idea, but I'd tell him I wouldn't put addresses. The first, you don't have to, because when they follow, you just start giving them follow-up, they got to know exactly what they're talking about. They know exactly what they're hearing, what they're talking about. Somebody out of a wheelchair, and they were in a wheelchair, and you got testimony they were in a wheelchair. You know, that's another thing. You know legally what he's up to, but I'd give such and such a name. Such a name, they won't make too much of you, their address. Once they get into that ball game, you know, that same people can just challenge his death and go to the people and tell them, don't underestimate me. You know, they'll build his people stand up under pressure. If we're under real attack over there. And it should be made clear that I had not seen the man that I called out the mission. I did say he was a Sabbatarian minister who worked with us at the mission. And I wasn't too familiar, really wasn't too familiar with what was wrong with his knee. They're coming up with some June recognition factor. And we don't even recognize that woman. Is that what I'm saying? They are coming up with some June name over there. We don't even recognize that name.
Oh, I see.
We don't recognize that.
June name?
June.
June.
June, like June, July.
Yeah.
My damnable horse voice. Well, she's already done so, then you say that she was. But you said. Better stick with AJ and one other, that's all. I don't think there should be a lot of people from the mission. There are only two people from the mission healed. That's all I should say. So even people in the mission don't discuss what's wrong with them, with the pastor. Just go by faith. You know, they've been separated from the pastor. They don't tell him why they're ill or how they got ill. Very few have been ill over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was no semblance of acting like you didn't know them. I wouldn't name any more than Himes.
what regard?
Then yet he'll let me be the red spot tester in the hell out of it.
Okay.
So that's who I would name officially. I say there were dozens called out at the door, and dozens. No, there's dozens, scores called out. And yield at the doors, yield in the audience, called out at the doors and in the audience. Never had been met before by the pastor. Didn't know them from Adam or Eve. The newspaper's not going to change some people's minds. And these lines to form, it's fine. It's fine. If we can, how much latitude we have to build a church? I wouldn't have had to put all that humility in there about Christ. If we thought we had latitude. And once you admit you made mistakes, it's hard. I'd be awful hard if I was ever forced to build a church to come up with this Christ is all business. My God. I might just say that we were, when our young people were told, Christ as personal Savior at first, so as to give members of other world religions who were, they thought, present in great numbers, time to see our good works. That's how the testimonies ended up. The young people didn't know what to say other than to mention the one that God had worked through. Bishop, and to give honor to whom honor was due. As the scripture says, to give honor to whom honor was due. They wanted to speak of Christ, and they were badly advised. The pastor wasn't in the service to guide them. Never uses titles, and that's good. You still do that. But to say I was disturbed with the advertisement in a great, extensive way that I did, to say that I didn't like the advertisement, but the advertisement was again made up by people who were not members of our church. We don't advertise in the States, even in a newspaper that one of our church members owns. We don't even advertise our healing services. Healing aspect of our work, I put it. We even advertise the healing aspect of our work.
This information, how will it be used?
Hmm?
How will this information be used?
And this has already been given to him. Stone did what he did. It's given to him much more extensively.
Yeah, I recognize it.
But it should be modified like I'm now giving it to you, if we don't have to. Because once you start eating crow, admitting you're wrong, there's no end to this.
Yeah.
I think the way I'm handling it just now to you, if you've got all of it, did you get all this?
Yeah.
That that can be done without showing we're totally assholes.
This will go in the ad, or just...
The ad, and all of the release. It's probably too late. They've already got the damn news release. Change another time. We keep changing the sucker. They'll wonder whether we've lost our minds or not. But that shows at least they're open to make decisions down there. And you say, well, they reviewed what they have made. They'd like to change it a little bit more.
Well, I'll have it ready for them, just in case.
I'd give it to them.
Okay.
Tell them that, that aspect. And we got support, and if the government doesn't seem to care about this thing, it looks like it's going to die down. If we make a mild apology as to why, that we would, that you can certainly say the pastor believes Christ is all, something of that sort. Oh, I don't know. I didn't say eating crow won't be all that bad, but just say not to elaborate and elaborate and elaborate if I have any work to do there, whether, you know, if I have to build any people. My personal opinion is we fixed ourselves to grow a work growing when we said there'd be no more healing services. But Aston, they felt that was a must to say that.
That was his idea?
Hmm?
That was Gene's idea?
This was in my red.
Did that go out?
Stone. I don't know if it's gone out yet, no, but that was in something I read.
Well, you want me to kill it if it hasn't gone?
Well, it may be that we have to, you know, to keep the thing alive to any degree. But if they can kill it without absolute problems, we're never going to have a healing service, they should. But it may be necessary to get this flat down.
To say that, seriously.
So we anticipate no further healing services.
Okay.
Anything short of it, you know. Yeah, they, it was in the first news release that he read to me. But it may not be written down yet. May not be released yet.
If it isn't, should I?
Just like I said, we anticipate having no further healing services. We're not thinking about healing services. We are interested in building an agricultural mission, something that leaves a loophole, leaves an out. It's a terrible takeaway from these people's hopes, all those healings that he's reporting. And they certainly would have pastoral care that they don't have. We share and give them equally, all of our members equally. They don't get nobody to lead them like a shepherd ought to lead them. I don't want to lead them, but I feel a moral duty if we were involved in the situation. All that crack on your phone.
They've been having problems with it.
Okay, I guess. Talk to Stone about what I just said now.
Okay.
All these healings coming in, see if that, if it was necessary to arbitrarily say there'll be no more healing services. He may feel it is, and Shaken may feel it is, and that's the way it is. That's it. There's just no more healing service once you say it. They can say it shorter than Shaken said it without just saying absolutely there is no more. You know, some way of leaving it open, leaving an option open. But they may not be able to. Maybe the flag's so great that they just have to be, those ministers have to be assured that we won't start a church. That's why I'm not interested in the place, the future, and in the first instance. I'm not interested in the damn climate where the government won't put these jealous-ass church people where they belong. You can say that this is a very great consternation to our board of trustees when you're talking to them. Tell Stone, I think they ought to, that they could say that the government is a very great consternation that here when we are completely loyal to the their programs and their administration. You have to be careful about saying loyal to political parties and that sort of thing. But completely loyal and go around and interpreting, have to constantly defend the country, its worthy leadership, and why we can't, we don't want them to identify with our church or anything like that, but why they can't give us support. When we had meetings with the further strengthen their goals. We wanted to work with the people and give the fullest support to the country. I'm avoiding the word government, as you can see. But you may have to say that. But I want the attorney's opinion how much to say. You got the government of it. Your leadership are your... your government's goals, so we could be of service to you in that area. Then to be attacked in a government paper is a very hard thing for me to understand. Hard for us to understand. Trustees, very hard to understand.
Would this go in the release? If it...
No. No, never. This goes to the people in government. You got a chance to talk to them. But they got to say it, not with Gene. Gene's too curt. They have somebody there that's got a humbler tone. That gives the idea of dismay. And the government, they said to us, the government doesn't need our help. And that, said, we always thought government always needs the help of the people. Particularly when we have so many people criticizing it, and we've had to defend it. We always know that good people are often in need of defense. And good people are always in need of support, because you want it does good, you're going to be criticized. But we're doing what we felt we had to do. Bring Guy Needs into our program, open our program to Guy Needs, and also give him the benefit of the love. Maybe talk with a dumb Christian right in the government, so they have to be careful how they do that. The love of God that's healed and helped so many of us. And the law said Guy Needs had to be involved in the program. That's what we were trying to do, the law, you know, like a corporation. We were trying to involve Guyanese. Say, we told you our loyalty, we were willing to put it on a polygraph test. Have to be careful about this thing, being loyal to a foreign government, it's, even though it is supporting the United States, which we thought it is. Ask Stone how we put that across. But I don't think they should leave that die, although when they said it, Shaken probably said it in such a way that when I said it, they seemed to respect that point of view. But when Shaken said it, he was put in his place. But you know how Shaken Stone says he has a way. People don't humbly bring that kind of stuff in. You don't just say, well, we have to support you, la 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 la. You know. Anybody's going to be defensive when you tell them something like that. You should not see any government officials out all of her. Although they may be a bunch of narcissistic fools and don't realize how shaky their popular support is. I don't know. Obviously, they're not as wise as we are. We don't understand about being attacked in the government paper should never be mentioned, though, publicly. You know, it should be like the Kennard or Dr. Reed if we get to it. Except we thought the best thing in the world we could do for this great country, that's, you know, our government, as I've said, is to bring hundreds of people that would be loyal to you through thick and thin. into your country. But you see how loyal we are to each other and loyal to our own church. Leader might be threatening. And we give our loyalty to the people who are kind to us, as you've been to us, to trust land to us. We never, our loyalty never changes. We don't expect you to bow to every one of our little needs. Our law is not based on you bowing to every one of our needs. You've already gotten our loyalty. It would have happened. It would have kept it. You never hurt a person. We haven't upheld you. We're willing, as we said, take polygraph tests. We have supported you to the highest degree. Some people just seem to be nitpicking all the time, telling terrible stories that are not true about the government. So we run into it, not in the port where we're at. We run into it in the city, something terrible. As I said, we didn't run into very little of it in the port. But in the cities, we run into an enormous amount of it. In the meetings, we had to interpret the whole thing started because they called us, that one reporter called us an apologist for the government.